This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
You would always think, like, there's some huge anthems out there that, like, bands, like, would think, you know, like, say, for instance, like, Living on a Prayer. It's massive. It's huge. Got tons of airplay in the 80s. It's a massive song.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Jovi hates it.
Mm-hmm. Testicle 1-2. Testicle 1-2. Microphone 1 is working.
I love it. They hate it. So it goes. Right. That's just the way it goes, you know.
And that's what bands have to contend with.
Mm-hmm. Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2.
Oh yeah,
you know, the penis mic is working. But you're like,
penile mic is not
working. The crowd is always right. And you know, it doesn't matter if you like your own music.
Is the weapon of ass destruction working?
We wouldn't do it if we didn't like our own music, but...
Yes.
You know, there's some things we
Microphone 3, like weapon of ass destruction
that,
is working.
That crowd, where you see that person singing along to the song that's quote-unquote not your favorite, it changes that, you know? Seeing people get into your music, if it's one person or if it's 1,000...
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Well, now, and you write all the songs.
Write them, yeah. Yeah. Write them, but like, when we get in the practice room, like... I'll come to practice with this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
This is the microphone. It looks like a penis.
And these guys
does not
really
appear
make
to be
song.
Working.
You know, I'll have like an idea, like Doug and I was thinking, like, you know, for this part, do this, this, and this. And he tries it out and he goes, "All right, well, if we're doing that, then I have this."
Microphone one.
And then, you know, I kind of give everybody.
Testes,
I want to give them
two,
freedom.
Testicle.
I don't want them to not. Yeah, you know, I don't want them to feel like excluded. You know, because. That's not cool, being in the band and, like, being excluded from anything. So I definitely give them their freedom because it's deserved. And, you know, they deserve to be heard just as much as me or anybody else, you know?
Well, and it's a trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you bring something and everybody else brings something makes the final, you know, product actually work out very well.
Oh, my gosh. And these guys, I mean, you talk about trust. I mean... These guys obviously trust me the most. I mean, they let me call the band name my name, and they listen to my music. They're like, "Yeah, I like it. I got some parts for that." You know, we were just jamming on a new song before we got here, and he's like, "Doug's already going." Like, "Yeah, I got some parts for that." So like, them trusting me builds my confidence up. You know, because like, these guys are players. You know, they're not just like garage musicians. They know how to play, and if they ever told me something was bad, you know, it'd be bad. So for them to like it is awesome.
Awesome. Well, I think it's time then to go into something live.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. That's cool.
Talking about, you know, favorites. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, you. What we want to play right now.
Testicle 1-2.
Yeah,
testes
absolutely.
1-2.
It's your call.
Microphone 1 is not the penis microphone or the weapon of ass destruction.
This is a song we don't really
working.
Do once in a while.
The Reverend is in, starting
we
in a minute or two.
For it. And if you go on our
tapers,
MySpace,
relay broadcasters,
so we'll
anybody who gives
first.
A fuck.
We'll see how it goes.
Sounds good.
Different hearts, different souls, we got different minds, but you're one of a kind. I notice your bag's packed tight. I'm wondering why you want to leave. Maybe you are not feeling.
Finger.
One thing I know is you were no good for me.
I must be mad. Okay. Are you ready?
Thank you. Since you took off, you ran away. Let's
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show. Tonight is Bailout for Citizens. And I'm pleased to announce that our live guest is here. Betty Cracker is going to help us with the bake sale for the rich. And since $700 billion might not be quite enough for the bottomless pit, endless greed machine that is among the people who have been looting, ripping off, and gutting the nation without limit or regulation, thanks to the Bush, Keating, McCain crowd, we figure we better raise a little money for them. So Betty Cracker and Reverend Bookburn are going to host a bake sale for wrong party. Bake sale for the rich. Still sick, still coughing, but had to do this show and couldn't disappoint Betty Cracker. So we'll have a couple sets of music as always, and lots of fun to be had. Let's start off with a track from the tribute to Orr. If you heard the McCain's Bong show last week, you know that in addition to Pink Floyd founder, the late Sid Barrett, who was probably a psychedelic casualty, doing an extreme amount one time at once, and kind of being out of the band and returning to civilization a year or two later, doing very odd, which from us is a term of endearment, but very odd solo records, and we've played some of them and some of the great covers of those solo albums. Beyond the Wildwood, a tribute to Sid Barrett, probably being the best. And a similar person was Alexander Skip Spence. And Skip Spence has also passed away this century. And he was the drummer on the first Jefferson Airplane album, later to join Moby Grape. And after his challenging period of excess in the psychedelic realm, he did a classic solo release that could remind one of the Sid Barrett solo releases, but also has like a large, huge collection of a kind of an underground admiration society to it. And made mention when playing a track from Orr, the solo record by Skip Spence, that there was a tribute album entirely a tribute to Orr, not just to Skip Spence, but to the Orr release. And so pretty much the entire album is covered on this tribute CD. And it was hard to pick a track, it helps you get over because so much of it is good. There's a track by Robert Plant, Robin Hitchcock, Tom Waits, Flying Saucer Attack, Eugene 54, The Minus Five, Beck, and oh my, is it prayer time? Yes, it is. Lord, we pray for the sexual functioning to return to these abusive buffoons, who are not only abusing their loved ones at home, but also this entire Philadelphia neighborhood with their excessively volumed siren. We pray to thee, Lord, that you make them sexual functional again so that they don't have to abuse others like hunters and war criminals. Thank you, Lord. Please make them human again. This is Reverend Bookburn.
Thank you.
All right, anyway, there's a shitload of great artists on this CD called More Orr, a tribute to the Skip Spence album. And this track is by Mudhoney and is entitled War Is Peace.
Here's the world language, you know.
I agree, Joel.
no.
I definitely agree.
Start bantering and anything else. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so then we're not going to enter that territory.
to. And when people say there is insurance, Wrigley becomes a test of the old endurance. But when you said you file insurance claims, I just never realized. I tend to want to shit down their throats. But when you said you were in human resources, I thought how cool you have human in your job title. And when people say they work in a clothing store, well, I have to fight to keep my eyes from glazing over. But when you said you worked in a clothing store, I could only say, tell me more, tell me more.
You never know what's so fascinating. This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here on the night of the Bailout for Citizen show. And be here with Reverend Bookburn and Betty Cracker. I'm so excited that there's going to be money raised for rich people, including my own company, Halliburton, of course. And it's also a very special weekend. This weekend, and specifically tomorrow, we honor a man who truly paved the way for America's future. A man who stood for slavery and genocide and bloodletting and massacring all whom he found in his new land. Yes, we continue the tradition of celebrating Columbus Day. And we'd like to play a special song for such an occasion from the Penis Envy CD by Crass, entitled Where Next, Columbus?
What you ought to do is follow for now. How are the people say? is corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap on the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations, I question their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they're great. Then turn it up. Bring the noise. The crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm. The X, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So with the ride, the glide, some people safer than a suicide. Soul control, beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you're for, which and you call a bad man. Making a music, abuse it, but you can't do it, you know. You call them old,
but we ride the bus too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Eric Warner.
Run the MC for saying a DJ couldn't be a man. Stand on his own feet, get you on your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Wax is for Anthrax,
still in your rock bell. Ever forever, universal and will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the girl.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, who recorded that most of the time intro of the last umpteen years since almost the beginning in 2001 of this show. What you didn't hear was the playlist of, or the first set list for tonight's show in that recorded intro. So you heard Anthrax doing a Discharge cover, Protest and Survive. Before that, Anthrax with Chuck D and people from Public Enemy doing Bring the Noise. Crass did Where Next Columbus. Gang of Four did What We All Want. Sex Cop did Real Estate. And started off with Mudhoney from the More Or, a tribute to the Skip Spence album, compilation tribute CD, doing the track War Is Peace. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Bailout for Citizens. Next Sunday night, although it is subject to change because there's going to be some downtime with Radio Volta and technical and equipment work and shit like that, we'll keep you updated. But we'll say that if all goes to plan, next Sunday night on The Reverend is In, missionary accomplished. Yes, it's been a popular expression since in the early days of the war in 2003, like a couple of months after it started. Bush went into his Halloween closet and pulled out his military fighter costume. And apparently chicken hawks and people who went AWOL and people who were total cowards are allowed to wear this and do his infamous mission accomplished speech. But we think it's time to spice that up since it's near the end of the Bush regime and it's very well exposed, not only worldwide, which was predictable, but even nationwide. In this nation that's easily manipulable by the corporate media and prevailing culture of tremendous intellect. So, since it's more and more exposed, we're going to have more and more fun with looking back on the Bush legacy. And we're going to spice up the mission accomplished theme with the missionary accomplished theme. It's going to be hot. Be ready to masturbate during the show. Get whatever toys, oils, jellies that you need. Or, even better, with your partner. But you probably want to masturbate while the show is on. It's called Missionary Accomplished. And it's next Sunday night, which means the 19th of October. Other shows forthcoming are Unbuckling the Bible Belt, Erection Day, Happy Spanksgiving, the Reverend's Annual Holiday Tree and Ball Special, and of course in January we will have our anniversary show. This will be the, 8th anniversary since we started Inauguration Weekend after the first stolen election in January 2001. And of course, after the anniversary show and celebration of New Year's, and after the inauguration of the new president, whether it's Obama or whether it's Mick Same and his psycho sidekick, we will begin not one show but a series entitled The Trial of George W. Bush. And it's going to coincide also with the release of Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi's book called The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And we do want to invite him. So if anybody knows how to contact that guy, admittedly, we haven't made a tremendous effort, but that's because these guys sit around toasted and watch things like the Jetsons movie and Clash of the Titans, but you gotta love them. Anyway, we will try to contact him and get him together for that show. Let's see, do we have any birthdays for tonight? No birthdays. Pretty excited. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to this schedule-wise, but a hilarious comedian who seems to be right in league with the late George Carlin, Lenny Bruce, Paul Krasner, Bobcat, and the late Bill Hicks is not only still alive, but presently touring. And so wherever you are, he might be appearing close to you. And this week, he's going to be at in Philadelphia, I believe next weekend. Hopefully not on the night of the show. And locally, you can check it out at City Paper or Philadelphia Weekly. But Doug Stanhope coming, and we'll try to find some recordings of his to present if you've never heard him. And there's at least one item of his on Reverend Bookburn's YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn. Let's see, Doug Stanhope is coming, which is very exciting. It's acknowledged every year, and we sometimes acknowledge it, but this year it was kind of more interesting than ever, maybe because the war has dragged on, or the war has been more exposed, or the criminal Bush regime has just gone so far in its madness leading up to the bailout and supreme madness. But this year, at least in Bookburner circles, it seems like the late John Lennon's birthday / International Peace Day, October 9th, a couple days ago, I believe last Thursday, was a very heavy day. It was very good. A lot of contacts, a lot of long losts, and a great day to be in touch with the Bookburners, which I guess how that's relevant to the show is all the goodies that come. So some of the present links at reverendbookburn.com in today's update came on Thursday when people were saying, hey, what's up, and happy Lenin Day, or whatever they say, happy International Peace Day, and sending cool shit. And that could be music videos, funny YouTube stuff. Probably the funniest, and you gotta see this, if you don't check out one other thing at reverendbookburn.com, out of all of the links and goodies and videos, if only one thing, you gotta go down to very early in the goodies until the next show links. And near the top is the Sarah Palin debate comedy, or spoof, or lampoonery, satire, whatever it says. And the words "must see." The words "must see" are there for a reason. It is a must see. It is the funniest fucking video. And yes, I always link a million videos, and yes, there's a couple of hundred videos on the Reverend Bookburn YouTube channel, but this is a must-see, and when you see it, you will not only be highly likely to agree, but most likely you will want to send this to everybody you know, with maybe a couple of exceptions. Okay, talked out. At least for the preliminary stuff. Still sick as shit. Actually, everybody here is. And not just in the way people always say we are, but literally sick. And so we will just do the show anyway to show our dedication, because we've been pumped for weeks since we first heard about this fucking bailout for the rich, this socialism for the rich, capitalism for everybody else kind of nation that we've even more deeply become to an extreme from the extreme that it already was and has been. So we really wanted to do the show. Tonight the theme is bailout for citizens. Betty Cracker is here, because she is going to assist with the bake sale for the rich in case the bailout isn't enough. And also we're going to cover what an intelligent and sane system would do if that money was put to appropriate use. instead of being absolute shameless hoes for big money, and this time to yet new heights and extremes in corporate welfare and socialism for the rich. Okay. Our guest is Betty Cracker, who has come here, and yes, I know there's another smell in here, but for thanks to those guys, but overlooking that and what they're doing over there, you have some baked goods.
Yes, Reverend Bookburn. And thank you for having me. This is Betty Cracker saying that I have an assortment of baked goods, and we'd like to sell them through this radio program so that we can give money where it really counts, to multinational corporations, to the arms industry, to the banks and mortgage companies, and to the people who've made our world what it is today.
Well, okay, I can understand why you would want to give those people more money. What do you have to sell here?
Well, I have these lovely brownies, and these little chunks that are inside them are hashish, and oh, you better not eat that chocolate chip cookie. It's has a kind of a funny weed in it, although I think those guys over there will want it. And and here's something you can eat, and nothing's in it. I know you've been sick. This is peanut butter cookies, and we're also selling them. And if you would just get in touch with Reverend Bookburn and organize a way so that you can buy some of these baked goods, and I'll pull out some of my other trays later. But if you could buy some of these through this program, we could give money as soon as possible to the people who need it the least. Because if they're happy, then they'll be happier when they screw us. And then maybe they'll be a little nicer to us. So we're going to try the cookies and bake sale route to save what's left of our world.
Okay. You guys should be applauding for that. This is our guest, Betty Cracker, speaking about her baked goods and how she wants to sell them. So, yeah, get in touch with us if you want any of her fine products that are well-scented and tasty, according to those guys over there, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craftist, who look like they're very high-functioning tonight. And hopefully this show will continue to be broadcast under the work of this fine team. All right, so tonight you are going to hear the positive uses of a significant amount of money. And actually, we heard that that's going to happen. So what we heard, and this is a rumor that we can't substantiate, but we heard that Bookburners nationwide, actually more than that, we heard that not nationwide, but worldwide, that Bookburners have found ways to electronically entangle the entire system and the entire government. That's right, the largest beast and monstrosity and superpower in the world. They've kind of put a stop to the bailout and are looking to us for guidance to what to do with the bailout money while they have all those other fuckers totally entangled like people stuck like in a sea of like, you know, bubblegum spider webs and quicksand made out of silly putty and all this other shit. So like while they're kind of tied up in muck, they are seizing the bailout funds to implement the bailout for Citizen Show. And I think that's a true testimonial to the power of independent media and specifically of this show that people would go to what for me is unheard of lengths, not only to show devotion to the show, but also to show devotion to humanity and to righting the wrongs of this world and taking it as far as possible. That's no fucking baby step. So all of that is to come tonight on the Bailout for Citizen Show. We're going to get back to the music, starting with a track by Afroman entitled Because I Got High.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. Okay. La la da 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 da. La da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom. But then I got high. La, da, my room da, da, da. Is still messed up. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. Hell because yeah. I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. La, da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La-da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La la la. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing.
I'm serious. I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't let go. Come on.
Go. Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
La da 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 da. La da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Doo wah. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Lickety-split, he's in the Army now.
Who's in the Army now?
I said the cunnilingus champion of Company C. Some say he came from Memphis, maybe it was St. Joe. And how he learned to eat a pussy, we'll never know. The suction from his lips was just amazingly strong. His tongue could move much faster than a singer this song.
a diddly twat, a diddly twat, a what, but what? A diddly twat, a diddly twat, a twat, twat, twat. He was stationed at Fort Dix, you know how thrilling that is. The general's wife got down about this talent of his. She asked him if he demonstrated skill with the cuts. He said he couldn't do it, he nearly killed someone once. Oh, what a blow, but what a way to go. With the Conolingus champion of Company C. He was some Conolingus champion of Company C. Our general's wife. He never saw a more enormous twat in her life. Her days of darkness hit the national anthem was sung. And when she came, she almost amputated his tongue. The 20 went absolute. It was very cute. Oh, the Conolingus champion of Company C. Oh, blah, blah. You can't tickly, tickly talk too much. You take a gentle lady tongue out of touch. No, 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 no. Whatever that be, you should use your nose as a crutch. He's on the ring of a for Conolingus and you. Invented all your pussy anti-gender shampoo. He teaches every evening at a school called Berlin. Once he master puts his moving up to the tits, he likes to tickle gash with his full of dash. The Conolingus champion of Company C. Ding, 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 lick. Ding, 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 a flick. Diddly, ding, 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 slick. Diddly, ding, 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 quick. Diddly, ding, 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 kick, girls. Diddly, ding, 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 diddly, ding, 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 a lick.
Welcome, Mr. Tom Paxton.
Thank you very much.
Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get ahead of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't right, but amidst the clouds a spot of shining rain. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler, they'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's liberal education. Aren't you kind of glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of this slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb, lenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two, Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell how some power broker, or what you did for Iacocca, would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Guess who? I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Guess who? I'll get mine. Thank you.
This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not sticking my hairy chest and gold chains in patients' faces and strewing even more litter in my parking lot and running a filthy clinic and laughing at women who get Medicaid and then making racist jokes about them and then denying Medicaid women all services, I look back at how many times I have masturbated in front of pictures of Margaret Thatcher. I used to love her as much as I loved Ronald Reagan. And I am sad that she looks like the end of her time is near. And I can't believe so many hooligans are making an opposition to a mere 3 million plus dollars to give her a simple state-sponsored funeral when that time does come. It brings a tear to my eye to hear about that, and I want to play a song for her by the Not Sensibles that speaks for me, entitled "I'm in Love with Margaret Thatcher," and not just because she looks like my wife.
Listen to this. drunk instead. But everyone knows that little girls should be safely home in bed. La 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 la.
They're all pretty. sleeping wonders if he'll ever come home. Someday he might send for her, and she'll follow him wherever he goes. She dreams of his chorizo, dreaming all alone.
Destination unknown, Rudy, 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 Rudy Cholo. Destination unknown, Rudy, 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 Rudy Cholo.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard Toxic Narcotic doing All Bands Suck and Parasite. Before Toxic Narcotic, you heard The Mockers doing Come On Over to My Side. Manic Hispanic did Rudy Cholo. The Flesh Tones did Pretty Pretty Pretty. The Not Sensibles did I'm In Love With Margaret Thatcher. Tom Paxton did I Am Changing My Name to Chrysler. From the soundtrack of Let My People Come, you heard the Cunnilingus Champion of Company C, and started off with Afro Man doing Because I Got High. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Bailout for Citizens. And I think that Afro Man song was a little after the fact, considering A, how these guys already were, and B, the outcome of the consumption of some of these desserts and baked goods from our guest, Betty Cracker, whom, if you just tuned in, some of the brownies, I was now told there were a couple of rows of every kind of product that had nothing extraordinary in them. So not all of the brownies were hash brownies, and not all of the chocolate chip cookies were hemp cookies. And all of the peanut butter cookies were non-green. So they are in all of their variety, plus new trays of stuff, and she is selling them as a fundraiser so that we could raise more money for rich people in case $700 billion is just not enough. And I know that no book burners need to hear this, but in case you do know a tard, a total idiot, and I know that's not nice in this times when everybody is saying we want nice campaigns and we want nice tones and we want nice conciliatory ways of speaking and being. But I think after this bailout, it is fair to be like this, even more than we usually are. If you know a total fucking moron, idiot, who says a word, especially after the bailout, about them welfare mothers, the food stamp recipients, the people who are immigrants, the people who collect Social Security, the future baby boomer collectors of Social Security, people on welfare. If you know such a retard, you can do more than tell that person what a fucknut they remain to be by informing them that it was not only Chrysler in the 80s, but a systematic pattern in which there was never a year. There was never a year in... Who's a youngin'? Brittany. Okay. That'll work. There was never a year in Brittany's life where there wasn't an astronomical payout in corporate welfare for every dollar spent on conventional safety net programs before they fucking ravaged them in the 90s. But even before the ravaging, for every dollar spent on survival safety net necessary human services welfare, there was hundreds of thousands for every dollar going to corporate welfare. And that's before even beginning a discussion on the overbloated Soviet-type military budget. And we saw how that worked for them. Corporate welfare has never even been an issue discussed publicly, and never in the corporate media. The only people who gave it any kind of large-scale public voice were Michael Moore, Noam Chomsky, and yes, I dare to say his name, Ralph Nader. The only people who even raised the issue to significant numbers of people as an issue of discussion. And now, the bailout is unprecedented. That's looting the tail end of the bank for criminals, for people who've been ripping people off, fucking people over, moving money and jobs out of the country so they can keep it better. And in effect, doing what street criminals can't do, which is fuck over millions upon millions of people in amounts of money that are almost inconceivable. And now the line is growing. It's not just mortgage companies or the insurance industry or the banks and similar scum. Now it is the Pentagon. And I think Betty Crocker is going to have a bake sale for them too, because it's just not easy making do with hundreds of billions of dollars every year. They want a $450 billion increase over 5 years. So while mom and pop and grandmom and grandpop and son and daughter and grandson and granddaughter are picking through dumpsters and living on the streets and sick and no health care, you can remember that it went far beyond even the savagery of capitalism. It went even far beyond the barbaric, feudalistic, free market capitalism. It went beyond all of that. It went to a grand swindle, a grand robbery, so inconceivably large, after all of the corporate welfare money already spent, after all of the tax cuts for the rich, after the military budget, after funding the fucking war with the dollars of the future of the nation and the economic infrastructure in the balance. Tell that fucktard that what's left of the money that the single mother gets does not even hold a fucking candle to what all Americans, without consent, pay to mega, mega billionaires. Now, I like to bring this up because they raised a very good point. If they cut any of these insanely large spendings, the war budget, or just the military budget of any year, by 1%, not even a dent in it, and believe me, it should be cut way more than 1%. But if it was for 1%, every safety net program would be revitalized. Social Security would be revitalized. Every abuse shelter in the nation would be prospering and not shutting down or struggling to survive. Every animal shelter would be remaining open and not struggling to barely survive. Every child care center, the same. Every healthcare clinic, the ones that are left, survive. Every special needs education facility, every community-based nonprofit mental health clinic, survive. Plus, those are all not like the one thing to pick from. So far, you have all of these things, every one of them, nationwide, every one of the categories mentioned, and still shitloads more that can be spent. Like, massive environmental efforts. The repairs of all roads and highways that need it. Enforcement of public safety and consumer and product safety. Humane non-animal research. Food for the homeless and the food kitchens nationwide. Still shitloads left over. And of course, the research and development of clean energy. I just heard we're getting all that stuff. We have a report, and we don't have a way of substantiating it, but we heard that book burners have tied up the government. Interesting wording. Do you mean literally tied up? Like, in a Mistress Sarah Paulin kind of way? Like, with toys and rectum feathers and tickle things and all that? No, I didn't think you meant that. Well, I know the book burners will go pretty far, but no, they did put a cog in the machine, and I think this blows away the V for Vendetta film, and are redistributing that bailout to make it a reality bailout for citizens. So if you know anyone who's lost their home or lost their health care or retirement savings or fucking anything, really, it looks like they're going to be in luck because the forces of insanity have been at least temporarily stopped, and this stuff and the monies are going to be appropriately redirected. I hope that's true and somebody's not just jerking us off, like telling us that these kinds of things are happening tonight for the show. And I am honored if it is the book burners who are making that a reality. And using their technological brilliance, of which I do not have, to make these things a reality. And using talents that these numbnuts dipshit hackers never use their talents for. Oops, prayer time. Lord, please restore the sexual functioning of the dipshits below us, who are blasting their sirens because it is not enough for them to abuse the humans and animals at home, but they have a need, due to their sexual dysfunction, to abuse entire communities, including this one here in beautiful Philadelphia. Please restore their sexual functioning and make them human again. We pray to thee. This is Reverend Bookburn. Thank you. Okay, so
where were we?
Where were we? We were talking about the book burners, not just discussing what the bailout for citizens, the bailout that should happen, would be in theory, but are actually implementing it. So it sounds like all of you who have kids or cohabitate with animals or cohabitate with other humans or cohabitate with life forms that you're fairly sure are other humans or have a home or don't have a home or whatever, it looks like you're in luck. So we really are going to need that bake sale, because if the crybabies who said they needed $700 billion, even though it's not going to stimulate a trickle-down effect, even though it's not going to stimulate jobs, it's not going to save the market or any of that shit, it's just a final robbery, the greatest swindle in history. But that is to be turned around as the book burners implement the bailout for citizens. So I am just elated with joy over that and ready to hear some tunes because my fucking throat is dying. We're going to play a track. You've been hearing Toxic Narcotic in the background. The guys who did the Parasite song and the All Band Suck song. This is a track from the soundtrack to the 60s film The Magic Christian, one of the greatest films of all time, starring Peter Sellers, Ringo Starr, Raquel Welch, and the Monty Python guys before there was such a thing as Monty Python. It was around 1969. The film was called The Magic Christian, and this is from the soundtrack. This song is by Thunderclap Newman and is entitled Something in the Air.
took was pretty fucking high. There's a time for drugs and a time to be sane, and Jimi Hendrix makes love to Marilyn's remains. Smoke Elvis Presley toenails when I want to get high! There's a time to fuck and a time to crave, but the Shaw sleeps in the Irish grave!
Take the world.
hold. Masters of deception. Freedom, Requiem, Fire.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy being a numbnuts for president, but one of the joys I've always had is getting to hang here with you fellas, although I still can't get over the fact that you guys want me here. But I really appreciate tonight's show more than any other, because you are showing that you really have the right spirit for this administration and for this specific American duty to support the super rich, to support the people who have always supported my family, to support my political allies, and those who know they don't have it that easy. It's hard to maintain an empire and keep all the serfs in line. So thank you. For the bake sale for the rich. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Okay, thank you, George. And since you were so nice enough to give us that ringing endorsement, we feel that it's only fair that we give you a song by Agent Orange. This is Secret Agent Man.
Here's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Good afternoon, mates. Deadly whiskey takes. Yards on the wall, if to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. We'll be right back.
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever in a billion years not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollan? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, oh yeah, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm gonna go. name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a really good one. No runner-ups. Tonight, October 12th, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and radioforall.net. Our special, very special recipient is the owner of a professional hockey team. Yes, he is the owner of the Philadelphia Flyers, named Ed Snyder. Ed Snyder became famous not after his enormous financial contributions to John McCain, but after that, when inviting Ariel Hunter, fetus-worshipping, fundamentalist, delusional, unmedicated, psych patient Sarah Paulin to perpetrate her hockey mom image by being the person who drops puck, I believe, this weekend. I don't know. I don't watch that shit. And therefore use his team and his position as a means of promoting the psychopath ticket and inviting Pollen to drop puck in the game. Philadelphia Flyers owner Ed Snyder, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, we heard enough. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, The Jam did Absolute Beginners. Before that, you heard Good News from God, as recorded by the great Mr. Scott. Agent Orange did Secret Agent Man. Ghetto Priest did Masters of Deception. The Butthole Surfers did The Shah Sleeps in Lee Harvey's Grave. And started off with a track from the soundtrack of the Magic Christian film by Thunderclap Newman entitled Something in the Air. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. The theme has been Bailout for Citizens. And if you tuned in super late, you missed a hell of a lot. You missed Betty Cracker trying to sell her goodies, her brownies and cookies, some of which had hemp or hash in it, some of it did not, as a fundraiser for the mega corporations and the people who have looted the people of this nation and seriously fucked the economic infrastructure. But she wants to raise more money for them, and we said we would help her. So, and then you missed the story that we hope is true, that the book burners have electronically disabled the government and put a blockage to the ultimate robbery in history and redirected the bailout appropriately for citizens. So, fuck all this losing homes or being homeless or starvation or no health care or no child care or no education, no public safety, consumer safety, humane research, clean energy, on down the line, even the roads. So all of that is supposedly being a reality in a high-tech kind of version of V for Vendetta. And if that did in fact happen, I want to thank the book burners who participated in that and for doing something constructive with their electronic talents, unlike these diaper-wearing Trekkies, you know, that just hack individuals and use their talents to make themselves deeper hillbilly retards. Okay. I don't know whether or not the show is going to be archived at Radio 4All. It's been pretty fucked up. We got the Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John show at radio4all.net, radio4all.net, and linked at reverendbookburn.com, where we will keep you updated. We have been unable to upload last week's McCain's Bong show, but hopefully that will happen, and a couple of other shows that wouldn't load right. And I think Mistress Sarah is actually going to go there and spank them, but I'm not sure what's happening with that. But updates always, if there's downtime due to technical overhauling or whatever they're doing at Radio Volta, you will be informed and updated as always, as well as links, goodies, and the playlists at reverendbookburn.com. Check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/revbookburn. Be sure to see the Sarah Pollen debate spoof that says must see, or if you're at the YouTube channel, Sarah Pollen sex scandal. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Next week is Missionary Accomplished. That'll be next Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. Let's see. I want to thank Betty Cracker for being the live guest. And let's play a closing track before we go. And hopefully all will be well next week with all of this technical shit that I do not understand. We're going to play a track from the new release by DOA to mark their 30th anniversary. This new CD is entitled Northern Avenger on their Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com, DOA's own independent label. DOA from Northern Avenger doing a track entitled Set Them Free. Good night.
It's time for justice for all.